Thanks so much, Jane.
It's the Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1. Enjoy the show.
Good afternoon. How are you on this Friday afternoon? Feeling good and springy, I hope. You know, in this business, you have to do your homework. So they send me home with homework most evenings. Read a book, watch a documentary, listen to a TED Talk. You know, and the list goes on and on and on. And that's fine. It's brilliant. It means that you're prepared when you come in. Well, my homework for today's show was to make scones. That was my, yes, I kid you not, make scones. Seemingly scones are back in the news. Some lady in the UK sampled 244 different types of scones and rated them out of 10. And I believe one of the national papers here did a scone thing not so long ago. So they said, make your scones, Ray. I can't remember if I ever made scones before. I'd fallen out of love with scones. I find the ones that you buy in most cafes very dense. They're too big and they're dense. Like, you could build a house with most of the scones you encounter in cafes around the country. That's my experience. They're so big and, you know, you'd never finish one. And then it's a waste. So I thought, that can't be right. Surely the scone is different to that. And I went on to the thingamajig and I got the BBC's recipe for fruit scones and for plain scones. And I made them this morning. And we have them here, and we're turning the baking tables today, because usually Louise Lennox comes in and she tells us how to bake things, and she brings lovely, lovely samples of her baking. Well, today she'll be sampling mine. She'll be sampling mine and she'll be rating my scones. Rate your scones. I think that's that we've the makings of a show there. We've the makings of a show. Rate my scones. Yeah. So that's after 4 o'clock. Any tips on scones or any you know, favourite toppings or whatever? Do you put the cream or the jam on first? There's a big debate up in the office. And some people like fruit ones, some people don't. I think that the plain ones can be a bit boring. I prefer a bit of fruit in mine. Anyway, 51551, ray@rte.ie. Any input on scones this Friday afternoon? This is my favourite headline in a long time. Family in shock after pet dog they had for 2 years turned out to be a blank. You have to fill that in. Remember the other way to do it, and have I got news for you? So family in shock after pet dog they had for 2 years turned out to be a blank. A bear. A bear. Yes, it's a story from China. Su Yun, who lives in a village in the Yunnan province, bought what she had was led to believe was a Tibetan Mastiff puppy. Back in 2016. Tibetan Mastiffs are huge dogs. They have a thick black and brown coat, and males can weigh up to 150 pounds. That's over 10 stone. 10 stone. The owner, Su Yun, said she was immediately struck by the dog's insatiable appetite, which had him wolfing down a box of fruit and 2 buckets of noodles daily. Wow, expensive. 2 years on, Su's pet was tipping the scales at 250 pounds. What's that? That's over 15 stone and getting bigger. And when the woman noticed the animal's unusual knack for walking on 2 legs, her bewilderment escalated to alarm. The more he grew, the more like a bear he looked, Su told Chinese media. The owner's growing suspicion about her pet's true nature did not sit well with her, because she admitted that she is a little bit scared of bears. Su reached out to the authorities, who quickly identified her supposed dog as an Asiatic black bear, which is classified as a vulnerable species. It ain't a dog, it's a bear. So if you've ever had a pet that you mistook for another animal, let us know now. 51551. That's right, isn't it? Family in shock after pet dog they had for 2 years turned out to be a bear. How would you not notice? How would you not notice? The other one that caught our attention today, weird and wonderful and wacky headlines from around the world. There is a world hair freezing competition. It takes part in Yukon, Canada. At the Eclipse Nordic Hot Springs. So what you do is you step into the naturally warmed water and you dip your hair in and you can, you know, sculpt it. And then you step outside where it's minus 20 degrees or colder and your hair freezes. And the idea is to get all sort of sculpted hair, frozen hair. And there's a prize, $2,000 prize in each category. And I'm looking at the pictures here. It's brilliant. Whole families, beards, all sorts of things. There's a trip now. Eclipse Nordic Hot Springs in Yukon, Canada, for the World Hair Freezing Competition. We've had an axe thrower on here, and we have the ski joring. I think there should be, maybe this exists already, but I think there should be an alternative Olympics where you gather up all these mad, crazy, wacky sports and, you know, have an Olympic Games type thing. Speaking of freezing, there's talk of snow on St. Patrick's Day. I was listening to Joanne Donnelly giving the weather forecast today, and next week we're short cold snap next week, with maybe with some snow. And they're saying that maybe the way the thing's going, that we could have snow on St. Patrick's Day. I'm looking back, 2018 there was snow on St. Patrick's Day. 1979, 5 centimetres of snow recorded on Casement Aerodrome. This will show you how mad our weather is. In 2005, there was a temperature of 19.6 degrees recorded on St. Patrick's Day. 19.6. And I'm looking at other ones there. 2016, 11.1 hours of sunshine at Knock Airport on St. Patrick's Day. That was a bright day. So hopefully it won't snow on St. Patrick's Day, because it'll ruin all the parades around the country. ABBA, The Voyage. Have you been there? Loads of people in the office have been there. It's the Avatar thing in London. It has a permanent home. And you go and you see ABBA as holograms, avatars of themselves. It's the most advanced technological version of this that you can see in the world. They wore these suits with all sorts of electrodes attached, and they were recorded singing and playing all the songs, and then that was fed into a computer, and it took years and years and years to get it right. And eventually they have this thing in London. It's been there for the last couple of years. I believe they've sold 1 million tickets, and they average out at about £100 each. Do the maths on that, but it did cost over £140 million to develop. Well, the news is that they're making lots of money. Money. No, the news is that there's talk about travelling around the world. Now, the problem is, because of our nearness, our vicinity, we're in the vicinity of London, that maybe it won't come to Dublin because it's too close, that if they want people to go from Ireland, they'll just, you know, hop on a plane, blah, blah, blah. But it is, it's going to travel the world. And we have a mole, you know, we have a friend of the band, Ing-Marie Halling, who runs the ABBA Museum up in Stockholm. And we're going to talk to her today and see if she's any insider knowledge. Knowing me, knowing she knows them, you know. She knows them, yes, she does. There is nothing we can do. Knowing me, knowing you. We just have to face it this time. This time we lose. This time we're in. Breaking up is never easy. I know, but I had to. ABBA and Gilbert Sullivan will have a lot in common. Like, great songs, great, brilliant pop songs. Timeless. What's your favourite ABBA song? Gimme your favourite ABBA song. There's not a soul out there. No one to hear my praise. Gimme. More about ABBA anon. Do you know the lists? We've often said on this show that usually the controversy is about the names that don't appear or the ones that appear too high up. Well, I see Chaka Khan, 10-time Grammy winning singer. I'm a big fan of hers. Ain't Nobody is one of the best songs recorded, I think, ever. Anyway, Chaka Khan is giving out about the 100 top female singers as ranked by the Rolling Stone. And she's saying Mariah Carey at number 5 and Adele at number 22. She's at 29 herself, so both Mariah Carey and Adele are ahead of her. She's saying that must be Paola or some S, you know, T, you know, like that. You see, she's the old style. She's like, Chaka Khan is old school, absolutely out of this world brilliant.
Chaka Khan.
Thank you. And she's looking at people like Mariah Carey and she's saying, I can do that, multiply by 10. She's looking at Adele and she's going, no, I'm better than her. But you see, it's not about that. It's about songwriting. It's about popularity. It's about image. It's not just about the voice, Chaka Khan. There's a lot more to it. It's the total package. Anyway, she's not happy. There you go. And she's not very nice about Joan Baez either. She says she can write a good song, but she can't sing one. There. 5 on 5 5 on RateRT.ie. Try air frying the scones. No, I won't. Thank you for that. I don't have any useful scone tips, but would love a good recipe for brown scones, please. Have tried loads. Limited success, says Rose. We'll ask Louise Lennox. I'm not an expert. That's mad, the air fryer. I wasn't being dismissive there, but everybody's suggesting that you can do everything in the air fryer now. A full chicken, people are doing it. Josephine says, just weighing my ingredients for scones as your show was coming on. Best recipe is Kevin Dundon's. Always turn out great for me. I feel very posh because we're having afternoon tea with scones. Or is it scone? I don't know. Anyway, 5 on 5 5 on ray@rte.ie. Good afternoon. Come in. Come on. Come on. Put on the kettle there. Go. Yeah, yeah, right. Shaka Khan. I'm Every Woman on RTÉ Radio 1 on this Friday afternoon. 5 on 5 5 on for your text. You can send us emails to ray@rte.ie. I'm a demon for lathering them in thick cream. I could eat four, says that person. In Britain, in Great Britain, they eat clotted cream with their scones. That's the way they do it. And I was just looking up the history of the scone. It originated in Scotland back in the 1600s. I always thought they were Irish. There, I got that wrong. Clotted cream. It's thicker and a little bit more involved than your whipped cream. The Odlums brown scones are the best, as Jenny in Longford. And scones should be soft and edible and fresh. Yes, at least. My husband adores scones, but gets terrible heartburn from them. Any suggestions to avoid this happening, CC? I don't know if anybody can offer up any suggestions on how we can cure his heartburn there. My mum Angela makes great batches of scones, which are in high demand in James' Hospital where she works. She honed her skills in lockdown. The thing that struck me this morning when I was making them, and I can't remember making scones before, was that the diameter of the cutout circly thing suggested on the BBC Good Food Recipe is 5 centimetres, which is quite small, you'd think. And it means that the end product is quite small, so it doesn't overfill you. And they're nice and they're fluffy, and I think I did a good job, I don't know. On ABBA, I went with my wife to ABBA Voyage a few weeks back, and it was literally unbelievable. It was absolutely impossible to believe that they were not their flesh and blood, says Brendan. And everybody's saying the same thing about that. Okay, we're looking for two people to come on after 4 o'clock and take part in our Who Done It quiz. Yeah, two people, 3 whodunit questions on music, sport, books, films, politics, comedy, TV, all sorts of human endeavour. Like all whodunits, there will be clues. If you answer without a clue, you get 2, and with a clue, you get 1, because it's easier. And a great prize, as always, a great prize. It's a 2-night stay for 2 people in one of the iNua Collection 4-star hotels. Breakfast each morning and dinner on an evening of your choice for you and a guest, and a nice time of the year to go away for a mini break. Yes, and you've loads to choose from with inua.ie. The Hibernian Hotel in Kilkenny, the Tullamore Court Hotel, the Hillgrove Hotel in Monaghan, the Fairways Hotel in Dundalk, or any one of the Radisson Blue Hotels in Athlone, Cork, Limerick and Sligo. And there's something for everyone to enjoy, from overnight getaways and spa treatments to elegant afternoon teas and delicious meals in one of the many restaurants across the iNua Collection, inua.ie. OK, here is your qualifying question on this Friday afternoon. Which Swedish band's virtual concert is set to go on tour around the world? Hey, which Swedish band's virtual concert is set to go on tour around the world, we think? 0818 715 925. 0818 715 925. Thank you.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1. Email ray@rte.ie. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
5 on 5 5 on ray@rte.ie. I enjoyed The Dry the other night, saw the first episode of it, looking forward to seeing the rest of it. It's there on the player. Scones and heartburn, use butter, not margarine. Now, none of these are from medical professionals. For that guy who gets heartburn after eating scones, it may be that he pours currants in them. Currants give heartburn, according to this person. And Liz in Leitrim's been on, says, serve a wedge of lemon with the scone. If he can eat that after the scone, he won't get heartburn. It's tough for about 5 seconds, but works a treat. Same for any food. Does not knock the fun out of it, Liz, if you have to take the lemon after the scone. Anyway, I'm delighted you're doing an item on scones, which is a bugbear with me. My good friend and I were unofficially testing scones for a number of years, and we came to the conclusion that a lot of them were just balls of flour. I'm with you, see, I was saying that they're too dense. They're too heavy, they're too big, they're too everything. That they should be small and fluffy. Melt in your mouth, preferably served warm. With cream and jam. Cream on first, jam on top. Yum, 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 yum. And I prefer the fruit ones. Yeah, so from scones to ABBA. As I was saying, over a million tickets have been bought by fans who have flocked to see ABBA Voyage since it began in London last May. It's a virtual concert. You probably know about it by now. It sees hologram-style avatars of the pop band performing a full set list in a purpose-built arena. And the news today is that we could be seeing it go global. Variety magazine are reporting that while on a company earnings call, Universal Music Group chairman Lucian Grange said, and this is a quote, plans are now in development to take ABBA Voyage around the world. End of quote. Ing-Marie Halling is the curator and creative director of the ABBA Museum. We spoke with Ing-Marie before and we liked her, so we said we'd talk to her again. Anytime ABBA's mentioned, Ing-Marie, you're going to get a call from us. How are you?
Hi, I'm fine. Great. A little chilly here in the north.
Yes.
Good.
Have you ever frozen your hair?
No.
I was just looking.
I've had scones, though.
You've had scones, right. What way do you...
I don't like them.
You don't like them. Okay, right. We'll move on. Okay. Yeah. Will you remind people about your relationship with the band, both professional and personal?
Yeah. Professional-wise, I started working with them in the 70s, doing the first transatlantic tour to Australia in 77. And we became friends and... also colleagues in some way, because I'm working as the curator and creative director at Aberdeen Museum in Stockholm.
Mm. Which is supposed to be a great visit if anybody's ever up there in Stockholm. You spoke to us after ABBA Voyage premiered in London and you were full of praise for it. Have you been back since?
Yes, I've been back once and I'm going next week as well, because we're doing an ABBA Voyage exhibition at the museum, of course.
Of course, yes, yes.
So I need to look at it out of another perspective than I had at that time as a plain visitor.
Yeah, yeah. And you're most friendly with one of the girls. Which one?
Well, I'm friends with both, but I see Frida quite often, or as often as it's possible, since she's not living in Sweden. So
yeah.
We get to find the time whenever.
And what has the reaction been from the band after the success of ABBA Voyage?
Well, since I'm not really a spokesperson
for them, of course. No, I know.
But definitely what they have told me, they are very happy and humble, I would say.
Yeah.
There is no proof in advance of how this should turn around.
Yes.
But it has been so good. And of course, they are humble and happy for that.
Yeah, no, because we spoke to, I think it's Benny. He has horses in Ireland. And we spoke to him.
Of course you have.
Yes. Yeah. We spoke to him before, I think 2 years before this came on board. And they were in the process of doing it at that stage. And he had said that, you know, the plan was to have it ready in a year. But in reading between the lines, they weren't happy with it at that stage. So more work had to be done. So they're perfectionists, as you would expect from a band who produced the music they've produced over the years.
Definitely.
Yes.
And that it's the same with back in the day when they were doing music. It took time.
Mm.
That's why they built their own studio, so they could sort of have as much time as they needed. So this is the same, but different.
Yes, and they're happiest, I believe, in the studio. And when you went on tour with them, they were sort of like fish out of water, a bit?
Yeah, no, not really. I mean, as a musician, if you're a true musician or a singer, you adore the you know, connection with the audience.
Yes, okay, yeah, yeah.
So as soon as they were on stage, they were happy. It was the thing between.
Aha, yes, the concerts. Yes.
Travel. Which,
So you
media.
Yeah. All of that. Yes. So if they could be teleported to the stage in Australia or America or wherever, that would have been great. But it's
That would have been great.
Well, that's only around the corner, and then they'd be able to time travel as well and go back and do. Okay. Yeah. So the rumors are from Variety magazine that ABBA Voyage is going on tour. I believe you've been talking to Benny and what? And I know you're not a spokesperson, but what was he saying?
Oh, he just on a side note when we're talking about something else, he said that. I told him that we were going with the ABBA Museum Choir to Australia. I just came back from there.
Right.
And I told him about that. And he said, we are looking for maybe having ABBA Voyage at other places. But I think that we know that when we know it, because it's such a tricky thing to do this technically.
Yes.
It's not else that I think is in the...
you don't just put it in the back of a truck.
Well, that would be easy. Ship it over. No, it's sort of a techie issue here, together with the kind of arena. You know, the arena at Pudding Mill Lane is specially built for this.
Mm.
And I don't know whether they think they would take the arena with them or if they will buy a new one or build a new one, that I don't know.
Yeah.
Because I know that when time is right, we will know.
But the demand, they've sold 1 million tickets already. Again, no surprise, because they've sold nearly 400 million albums. They've had 17 number one hits. And even now, we live in a different world. They have 16 million weekly global streams. So they're still very much part of people's lives. So there would be a demand if they brought this elsewhere. Yeah, it'd probably be like Disney, won't it? It'll be like London will stay there. They won't up and take London to Las Vegas, for example. They'll just build it all again in Las Vegas. That's probably the way to do it.
Well, if I got my information correct, which I'm not sure when I talk to you, that area where Pudding Mill Lane is supposed to be something else there in some
years. It is, yes. They only have it for a limited time, yes. I probably didn't expect it to be this popular. But anyway, Ing-Marie, the next time ABBA's mentioned in the news, we will be calling you. Stay by your phone.
I will definitely stay, but I will wait every day.
Yes, okay. Day. See ya. You're super. Okay. You're
take
super.
Care. Super trooper, lights are gonna find me
shining like the sun. Text 51551. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Now, question for you. How do you make a box room beautiful, or how do you make the good room into an office? Well, host Fionnuala Jones and designer Paul Kinsler are here to tell us how. Their new show, Relove My Space, lands. That's what they say, Fionnuala, isn't it?
Yes.
It lands on the RTE player today. In the show, Fionnuala and Paul take a room that needs a little bit of TLC. That'll be tender love and care. And with the magic of upcycling and some clever redesign, transform it into a stylish and functional place. Oh, everybody wishes they had a Paul and Fionnuala in their lives.
Maybe more so a Paul, I would say. Right. Maybe. I'm not sure everyone would want me there cracking jokes, but yeah, definitely Paul redesigning for sure.
Well, you kept me calm.
Yeah.
You kept me calm.
Yeah.
I love the show.
Thanks. Yeah, yeah. We do too.
Really, because it's something that I've just happened into recently.
Yeah.
And there is something, and you know this, Paul, because you've been doing it for a few years, and you were witnessing it.
Yes. And you were there, Fionnuala.
You experienced it.
He's not wrong.
No, but your function is very important.
Absolutely. And look, the way I keep saying it is, I'm the person who's the blank slate, the one who's afraid of DIY,
yes.
Who doesn't know how to hold a paintbrush, who doesn't know what walls are made of. And I went in and I learned so much from the fabulous Paul, who is the expert, but just makes it so accessible to people, I think.
And you're not an expert as such. You're self-taught.
Yeah. Everything I've done was through mistakes.
Yes.
Learning on the job as I was doing it in my own home. And then I suppose my own channel is to try and give people the power to do it themselves.
Mm.
That's what I do.
There's something very rewarding.
Totally.
Isn't there?
Oh my God.
About transforming a room, or even not even as big as a room, a piece of furniture.
Yeah. something, and that's, I suppose, my top tip would be start small and slowly get bigger and bigger and bigger as you grow in confidence and you get more ideas, hacks under your belt.
Yeah. And it's so much cheaper.
So much cheaper.
And like the one thing that I loved about this show was, like, I'm all about extending life cycles of things and secondhand stuff, and the transformations Paul pulled off with these gorgeous pieces of furniture that have been in people's lives already for so long and giving them kind of this new lease of life. Another story, I keep saying. Like, I'm very a sentimental person. So
another story.
Yeah, and just seeing, it was, there's one home in particular, he'd inherited a lot of furniture and Paul Joe's house. The old good sitting room. I'm doing inverted commas here. He's using it more as an office now, but there's a lot of furniture in there.
Yeah.
There's a glass case, a cornered glass case.
Yes. And you just turned it into something that people would pay hundreds of euro for.
You know what I'm like. If you stand still, I'll paint you.
I'm surprised I didn't end up painting, to be honest.
I'll sand prime and paint you if you're caught standing still. I'm sure the director got a few paint marks on him at some point as well.
If it doesn't move. And you've just said it there. Sand prime paint.
And I think a lot of people aren't actually aware that you should always sand in between coats. So even after you've done your initial sand, you prime, sand again.
Is that essential?
Yeah.
I didn't do that recently and it all worked out.
How many coats did you have to do?
On the wardrobes, I had to do just one.
Okay.
No, it was cream to white. So it wasn't huge.
Yeah.
And that's the big thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
If you're going from dark to light, that's a big job.
Big job. But I have a top tip as well. If you're painting dark walls, you can use white ceiling paint because it contains chalk and chalk blocks out the dark colour.
Aha. Right.
There you go.
And all these places you go in to buy your paints, there's very helpful people there and very knowledgeable people there.
They are brilliant. I've spent so many time learning from people in hardware and DIY stores.
Yeah.
That's where a lot of my stuff has come from.
So you can
from.
Actually go in and ask the question.
100%. I still ask questions, even though I think I know most things.
So what do you do as a day job?
So I'm a pharmacy trainer for Unifar. So we have a couple of retail pharmacies out across Ireland. And I help the guys learn and get information about products.
And where did this sideline come from?
I suppose growing up, I watched my mum do everything. And then I was painting my bedroom when I was 11.
Were you? 12.
Oh, yeah. I had red on top, blue on the bottom. I think I had a purple dado rail. I had some great taste when I was 11. And I suppose as you get older, you become a bit more refined. And I've just kind of fallen into my own style. And I just like to try things.
Mm.
Yeah.
And Fionnuala, like, because we had you on the show a couple of times, and you've rocketed.
Yeah,
you know, the 6 o'clock show and beyond.
I'm up in the sky somewhere. I'm just about come down to earth. Yeah, it's been nuts. But good nuts. Yeah, it's
you're
crazy.
Enjoying it, are you?
Love it. Yeah, absolutely love it. Yeah. Yeah,
she's great at it though.
She's very good at it. Very natural. You're very natural.
Guys, would you stop it now?
She's blushing.
Would you stop it? The head's expanding.
Yeah, but you're good because you didn't know each other, and
we knew each other from the whole thing of, like, you know, someone from Instagram because you follow them. But when I saw,
that's like saying I know Tom Hanks.
Close friends, bosom buddies.
Me and Kim Kardashian are great friends.
But when I saw Paul in the room, I was like, this is gonna be not a piece of cake, but I knew the issue wouldn't.
There's
be
There's a
us.
Nice like, chemistry.
Yeah,
it was a great synergy.
We had great fun.
The only thing I'd say, Paul, is maybe. Like, I've watched 3 out of 4, Fionnuala.
Oh, what's he about to say?
Oh,
God. He's about to rinse us.
Here we go.
Not that you're a slacker, but...
Ray, I cannot. Wow. I scalped.
I mean...
Oh,
I
just my
but that's
God.
Not your function. That's not your function. That's not your function.
I mean, I think Paul wrote me into a good few jobs, and I did a good job, I think, on my acts, didn't I?
You painted the frame of the mirror,
yeah.
In fairness.
Yeah, yeah.
I can paint now.
Well, you learned a lot for your own house.
Yes.
And you are a great paintbrush holder.
Yeah.
Maybe that was a nicer way of saying it.
Potentially, Raya.
Yes,
potentially.
I use that paintbrush holder. But you've moved in.
Yes.
First house.
Yes.
Exciting.
So exciting. Still doesn't feel real. We moved in.
We
kind of
is
towards
who?
The middle of last year. So myself and my partner, Cian. We moved in September, and there is still a lot to be done. But as Paul said, I've taken a lot of his knowledge and applied it to the house now, because I remember when we moved in initially, it was like, how do we do this? Because we'd moved so many times, especially in the last 2 years as renters, and we never felt we could put our own stamp on anywhere because we were constantly moving and, you know, whatever. It was just a precarious situation. So it's so nice to stand in the house and grip the four walls and be like, we
own
these.
And it's yours.
We can paint it whatever. We can paint it whatever colour we want. And even if we hate it, we can paint over it. Like, it's fine.
And what about your friends, your contemporaries? Would a lot of them have... I'd say you're...
I'm absolutely the exception to the rule, and I am so grateful and so privileged. And to be honest, I don't know if any of it would be possible did I not decide to watch a show called Love Island and accidentally become an influencer. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. I just knew I wanted to, we wanted a base in Dublin. Cian's from Dublin, and I knew the way the housing market was, so I just started saving like a freak and hope for the best. But I know it's not the case for a lot of other people. It's so, it's still so such a sticky situation out there for so many.
Yes, it is. Yeah, you're lucky. Just on saving money, I'm wondering, because I did my daughter's house at home, right? Painted it, did the wardrobes and everything. And I'm wondering how much that would cost if I got it professionally done. I'm just wondering how much I saved.
So, oh God.
It's a standard size room.
Yeah, so it would depend.
Four coats, ceiling.
Yeah, four coats and ceiling. It depends really on a job and I suppose day rate for a painter and how fast they are. Right. Like, you could be going anything from €250 a day to up to five, depending on the quality of the painter, who you're going with.
So say it took 4 days then.
You saved yourself $1,000.
Yeah.
But, and you enjoyed it.
Enjoy.
You enjoyed it. It was certainly an experience.
You enjoyed it and you loved it.
Sense of achievement. But you know, this is it. There was a moment, right? Yeah. After I'd put on the third coat paint on the feckin' walls, I looked up and I knew that wasn't good enough. That I had to go again.
Now, what were you using? Paintbrush rollers?
Rollers, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But you see, it was dark to.
I bet you bright. See, if I had told you about me, Chalk.
There you go, teacher Paul. Yeah. Should have been there to supervise.
Re-love my space. It's brilliant because it's completely accessible and it will inspire you. To do it yourself.
100%. And I
like, if Fionnuala can do it, anybody can do it.
No, truly, that should be the tagline of the show, 100%. And it is just about getting people to have a think about what they already have and what they can source secondhand.
And look what's out there,
yeah. Absolutely, and see what they can transform themselves.
Like, what was the lady's name? You transformed her box room. What was her name?
Sarah.
She had so much.
Yes. So you had an old coffee table.
Yeah.
And then you got the old...
Sewing machine. She had these gorgeous Singer sewing machine legs. And
the metal legs.
Yeah, and we just chopped the coffee table in half, put on the legs, but we also didn't change the legs so that if she wanted to recondition the Singer machine later on, she could take them off. And I suppose that was what I loved about it. Like, she had so many treasures in her garage that, like, we upcycled her Kallax unit into a wardrobe system.
Now, Kallax, is that an IKEA thing?
It is an IKEA thing, yeah. But if people don't know, it's that modular square box thing that's everywhere.
Yeah.
Right. And a lot of DIY stores have them, so you can... You can do the same hack on any piece of furniture like that.
Yeah, so you reconfigured it.
Reconfigured it into a wardrobe solution, yeah.
Wow. That was one of my favourites as well. Here's the thing.
You were so excited. We have to go soon. But this is, I don't know what you call it. I've never seen it before. But it's a high up rail that you can pull down.
Oh, yeah.
What's the official name for it?
What is the official name for it?
Because people will need
the
official name to Google it. Because if you don't have the official name, you can get lost on Google.
I mean, pull down rail is what I am.
It was genius because Aoife was able to see all her clothes. Yeah.
Aoife's a medical student.
Yes. And she was looking to kind of have the room be more functional, but still relaxing.
And she loved her vintage clothes.
Yes.
And that was like what she told me. And I was like, well, let's display the vintage clothes. And I think a lot of old houses or old Irish houses had those modular built-in wardrobes where they had the two buckets up the top and you were like, well, what do I fold jumpers in here? Or?
And you can never reach up
there.
You don't know what's in there.
Yeah,
you put old quilts up there that should be, you know, passed on, and blankets and all that sort of thing.
So we just whipped it out and we gave her double height hanging. I think hanging is just...
Is that expensive now?
No, that arm was like €80. 70, 80 euro.
And so it's glamour.
It's on like a counterlever hinge.
Right.
So it just pulls down and goes back up. Really sturdy, really durable.
That's going to change your life. If you get take one thing away from this chat.
Truly. Everyone needs a pull down rail.
You're going to have them all over the place. We don't need one there.
I've asked Paul to do one in my house and he won't text me back, but maybe he will now that I've said it live on air.
Yeah.
So they've all landed today.
Yes.
All four of them.
Yes.
Four, yes. Re-Love My Space. And as I say, it's accessible. It's a bit of crack as well. Fionnuala Jones and Paul Kinsler. And you work really well together. And
thank you.
You know, it's just a beautiful thing.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much. Good luck with everything. Okay, here we go. Quick commercial break.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1. Tweet at Radio Ray RTE. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
During lockdown I painted everything and now it's all peeling. Well, we put that to Paul before he left and he said you probably didn't use the right primer. Sorry about that. So now you'll have to remove all that, prime it properly, sand it again and then apply the paint and see how that goes and come back to us when you're done with that. Now, Ulton Conlon joins us in Studio 7. How are you doing, Ulton?
Great to see you.
Good to see you.
Good, thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, no, the last time I heard you, were you on Funny Friday?
Or I was, yeah.
I thought it was a dream.
Yeah, it felt like one. We were in Galway, yeah. It was funny. It was good fun.
Yeah. That's the way it's called. Funny. It's not a misnomer. Funny Friday, yeah. And you brought Micheál along with you. How are you doing, Micheál?
Good, thanks, Ray.
Good to see you both. You're going to sing for us. We better tell people where you are. So the day before Patrick's Day, which is a Thursday, you're in Nevins in Mulraney in County Mayo. Then April 20th, the Studio Cafe at Farnham Village in Dublin. April 21st, Dooley's Cafe, Post Office. You're playing in the Post Office at Cormac.
I'll explain that in a bit.
Go on. Do.
Yeah, I'm doing a bunch of little small shows all around the country in April and May, like rural cafes and like that's a post office down there. I just want to get out into the nitty gritty and bring the music to people.
And are you bringing the PA with you? A PA system?
Some of them, not to Dooley's, the post office, it's tiny.
You're bringing me?
What?
I'm not even bringing him.
Right.
No. So
you've been just in the corner?
Yeah, or standing behind the counter in Dooley's. Yeah.
Handing out
stamps.
What actually happened, Ray, was I met Mary Coughlin for lunch in the Bastion Cafe in Athlone. And the girls behind the counter recognised her and wanted a photo. But Mary said, we'll do our song instead. And I had my guitar. So we took the guitar out and we played the song and they filmed it. And it went viral on Facebook. It took a big kind of thing up there. So I had a bunch of people asking around the country going, oh, we've this cafe, can you play it? And that's kind of why I've lined up a few of these gigs.
They're lovely places to play.
I kind of thought, I love going into cafes during the day, having lunch, coffee. And I looked around and I thought, sure, this is ideal, you know. And all these cafes have their customers and they'll advertise them. So I'm just doing it as a bit of a trial and have some fun as well.
We did a tour about 9 years ago, 8 years ago. Anyway, it was part of the Best in Ireland, and we did five cafes in a week.
Okay,
right. They were all, you know, the finalists, if you like, and in all of them we had music. So I don't know if you've ever been in the truck stop outside Youghal.
No, but I might give them a shout.
Yes, and we had the Magic Numbers playing in it.
Oh, really?
Truck stop outside Youghal. And I thought, this is living. This is it.
That's kind of got me thinking that we did the song that day and there was such a lovely response in there. I thought, why not do this? Because there is a lack of venues in rural Ireland and they're all in the cities and that. But there's not many places for me to go. Like, so I'm doing the Bastion Cafe in Castlereagh as well.
Yes.
So I wouldn't get a chance to play in Castlereagh. Unless I get locked up.
And you could probably rate their scone as well.
Coffees and scones.
Because Louise Lennox is rating my scone today.
I'm hoping to feed me too, so that'll be a big bonus.
Yeah. Right, what are you going to sing for us?
This is a song called The Old Songs and it's out next month. I recorded this in Los Angeles last summer. I've this coming out in April, an album coming out in September. So this is its debut, really.
Oh, great. Oh, lovely. Thank you. Yeah. World exclusive.
Absolutely, Ray, just for you.
The Old Songs. Ulton Conlon and Micheál accompanying on guitar.
Who's gonna sing the old songs? Who's gonna sing the old songs? Who's gonna dance the old steps when all the old timers are gone? That's Big Mike in the corner after 12 pints of stout, in the falsetto tone built like a brick shit house. Yet I fall to my knees when he sings Raglan Road, and my heart is transposed from its breaking. We sing Ave Maria, you are my sunshine. The mountains are more to the Wichita line man. Forget all your worries, we haven't a care. Sing along in the starlight tonight. Tess plays Enjoy Yourself, it's later than you think. There's a bun in her hair in a room plied with drink. Yet she takes me away as she sings it with joy, and my mind is transposed from its aching.
Who's gonna sing the old songs? Who's gonna sing the old
songs? Who's gonna dance the old steps? And who's gonna la-dee-da? Who's gonna sing the old songs? Who's gonna sing the old songs? Who's gonna do the old rhymes when all the old timers are gone? Then there's Billy from Dublin. He'll take over the night with a pint in one hand and the other the mic. Yet I stomp up my feet when he sings Dirty Old Town and my black dog makes his way back home. We sing the Wild Rover, I'll take you home again, Kathleen. To know him is to love him, all I have to do is dream. Forget all your worries, we haven't a care. Sing along in the starlight tonight. There's a gang up the front, they've had more than a few. They scream and they squabble about nothing new. Yet they fill up the space, it sure is a rare place. Sing along in the starlight tonight. Who's gonna sing the old songs? Who's gonna sing the old songs? Who's gonna dance the old steps? And who's gonna la-dee-da? Who's gonna sing the old songs? Who's gonna sing the old songs? Who's gonna do the old rhymes when all the old timers are gone? We sing Waltzy Matilda, then the N17. Can't help falling in love somewhere under the sea. Forget all your worries, we haven't a care. Sing along in the starlight tonight. Born on the bayou, and here comes the sun. The Tennessee Waltz, girls just wanna have fun. Woo. Forget all your worries, we haven't a care. Sing along in the starlight tonight. Who's gonna sing the old songs? Come on, Ray. Who's gonna sing the old songs? Who's gonna dance the old steps? And who's gonna la-dee-da? Who's gonna sing the old songs? Who's gonna sing the old songs? Who's gonna do the old rhymes when all the old timers are gone? And who's gonna sing along?
Whoa!
Thank you, Ray.
I really enjoyed
Thanks for
that.
Singing.
I was there. No, I can't. I wouldn't. I wouldn't.
You knew it by the end, though.
And now, yeah, who's gonna sing the old songs? Who's gonna sing the old songs? How many songs do you mention in that song?
You know what? I think there's 23.
Is there?
Yeah, I think it's up about that.
I started writing
them down.
Were
you taking notes there?
I was
actually
at the start.
Watching.
Yeah, You Are My Sunshine, Raglan Road, Dirty Old Town. Yeah.
Mountains of Mourne, N17.
Take Me Home,
Wichita
Kathleen.
Line Man. Yeah.
Lovely idea.
Yeah, actually, the guy, I co-wrote that with a guy in Los Angeles. He came up with the concept for the old songs.
Did he?
So right. He wrote that chorus and I went away and wrote all the verses. And I thought about my cousin's pub in Banagher called J.J. Hawk's Singing Pub.
Right.
It's an amazing spot. So when we were kids and teenagers, we'd go and there was great sessions and everybody get up and sing. And a lot of stuff technically didn't sound good, but it sounded fantastic. If that makes sense.
No, it does.
Because the room
does.
Was so good and the atmosphere.
Yes,
and anything went, any song went, nothing was discriminated. If it was a catchy song, it worked.
And which song do you resort to? Like, you know,
in that situation.
Yeah, that, and you, they say, Alton, you can't sing one of your own.
Yeah, I usually go to Rainy Night in Soho.
Oh, yes.
Or Harvest Moon by Neil Young.
Yeah. What about you, Micheál? You can sing those, isn't you?
I can back and sing. I don't know.
What's that lovely song you sing by Hank Williams?
Oh. Lonesome Blues. Hank Williams, Lonesome Blues.
Lonesome Blues, right. Yeah. I'm very envious, you know, because I'd love to be able to sing.
Oh, it's nice when we get to do it. There's a lot of, behind the scenes for me, so much of it day to day is emails and social media and all that. So when you do get to sing now, and I do get to sing, I'm like, whoa, just enjoy it.
I think you're onto something now with this cafe tour.
I'm glad you like that. Yeah, if anyone out there has something small like that, reach out to me or.
What's the email address?
Well, I'm ultonconlan.com.
Ultonconlan, right? Yeah. And do you do sitting rooms?
We'll see. I don't know how far I'll push this, but
yeah.
Okay. I could end up getting more than I bargained for.
Yeah, you could. You're going to stay with us and you're going to sing us out at the end of the programme. For the moment, Micheál and Ulton, thanks so much. Anish Toshi now in the pre-skeleton and Noctil and Mary Nihulawan. Gura Mahagut Marion, have a good weekend. Thank you. 515500RTE.ie. That was Ulton Conlon. Somebody wants to know who was singing Who's Going to Sing the Old Songs, and Ulton will be back with us before we leave you today to sing another song. And there's loads of comments on Scones and some on ABBA as well, and we'll get to all of those. But right now we have to play our Who Done It quiz. Who Done It quiz. See, it's voice activated. Voice activated, yeah. So we've two quizzers standing by ready to answer three questions, and there's a prize, a lovely prize. It's a two-night stay for two people in any one of the I Knew It Collection four-star hotels. They're all over the country. Hibernian Hotel in Kilkenny, Tullamore Court Hotel, Hillgrove Hotel in Monaghan, the Fairways Hotel in Dundalk, or any one of the Radisson Blue Hotels in Athlone, Cork, Limerick and Sligo. So loads to choose from at inua.ie, inua.ie. Hello, Sandra.
Hello, Wei. How are you?
I'm in good form, actually. And what about yourself?
I'm in terrific form. We just got news that my second daughter gave birth to a little baby girl. And then my other daughter gave birth yesterday. And my other daughter gave birth to a baby boy last November.
Right.
So we've got a grandson and a granddaughter within the space of 3 months.
Ah, congratulations. So,
thank you, but we haven't got to see the little granddaughter yet because, unfortunately, we're still not allowed to visit up in the hospitals.
Okay.
So we're dying to get the little hugs and the cuddles.
Yes.
Please, God, it'll all happen over the weekend.
Oh, the smell of new baby. Oh, lovely. And
the little cry.
Yes, yeah, and the little poos and all that. Anyway.
I know, everything that goes with it, yes.
Have they given her a name?
They did, yes, Alexandra.
Oh, Alexandra, wow. And will that be abbreviated, do you think, Sandra?
Yes, they're hoping to call her Alex.
Alex,
now,
yes.
I don't know, maybe the grandparents might stick with Alexandra.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
The parents plan to call her Alex.
Right, okay. And do we know anything about her? What did she weigh in at, or is that important?
Oh, she weighed £7.6.
Right, healthy, great.
My daughter had a lot of heartburn, and I told her that meant a lot of hair in the baby's head. lo and behold, I was right. The baby came out with a massive blonde hair.
Right, blonde. Okay, yeah.
Blonde.
Right.
Blonde hair, massive big blonde hair.
Right. Heartburn is an indicator of hair. Right, great. Wow.
That's right. Yeah, well, that's what my mother told me, and then I told my girls the same, so I don't know.
How are you on scones? Do you like scones? Any strong opinions?
I love scones. I was listening to you about your scones this morning, and I think you're 100% right. If you have a scone in a cafe, I've never eaten a full scone.
No, you wouldn't. Why are they so big? I wonder why they're so big. And any strong opinions on ABBA?
Sorry?
ABBA. Any strong opinions on ABBA?
On ABBA. Well, I love them. I grew up with ABBA.
Oh, did you? Yeah.
All their albums.
Yes.
Yeah, I was one of the dancing queens, as they say.
Have you got a favourite ABBA song?
I was just saying it to your researcher. I've loads of them, but I do. When I think about it now, I just love Dancing Queen myself, so that'd be it.
Oh, you can't change your mind.
If you change your mind.
Oh yeah, you can change your mind. Take a chance. Hey.
Change your mind. Take a chance. On the first in line.
Take a chance.
On the
MC. Yeah. Anyway.
Take a chance on.
That's the one you said was your favourite, or your chancer.
That's
go on.
It.
Take a chancer. Take a chancer on the phone on the quiz. Okay, you're up against Catherine. Catherine Dargan is in Athy. How are you doing, Catherine?
Hey, hello, how are you?
Good, say hello to Sandra there.
Hi, Francis, is it?
Sandra.
Oh, Sandra.
Excuse me.
Congratulations, Sandra, on your...
Thank you so much, Catherine.
Your new additions. Good.
Thank you. Yes.
You're welcome.
Now, Catherine, you're visiting your mum in Naas Hospital. Nothing serious, I hope.
No. Serious enough, but all in hand and all.
Great.
Looking good at the minute, right?
Brilliant. Yeah, good.
All under control.
Good. That's an okay trip, isn't it? A tight and ace. What's
about? Not too bad, yeah.
Half an hour,
maybe, yeah. I don't go the motorway because I find just the old routes more straightforward and less traffic, kind of.
Yes, well, you know them better. You've been doing them all your life, I suppose. That's the thing.
Indeed.
Yeah. So, any opinions on scones? What way do you have yours? Do you like the fruit ones or not?
No, not so much the fruit. I would put the jam on first and then the cream.
Okay, right.
My sister makes lovely scones. I don't bake at all.
You don't bake at all, right. And that's the scone thing. What about the ABBA thing?
ABBA.
I'm not going to ask you. I'm just going to tell you what your favourite song is.
Oh, yes.
Just in case we get mixed up.
Yeah, 1 hour 2.
Yeah, that's Mamma Mia there. Yeah, you like Waterloo as well, which started the whole thing off. Yeah,
My karaoke songs, Ray.
Yeah. Oh, there you are. Right, okay. And would you go over to London to see the Voyage thing, the Avatar?
I would love to. I would absolutely love. It would be just so like looking at them live, you know.
Everyone who's been says it is amazing, and it's just one of those things you have to see. Right, okay. You know the deal. We have three questions each. At the beginning, I will give you the category for the question. Then I will ask you, do you want a clue or not? If you go for a clue, it's easier, so you get 1 point for a correct answer. If you go without a clue and you get it right, you get 2 points. Whoever has the most points at the end is the winner. And if it's a draw on points, we go to a tiebreak question. Okay, good luck to you both. Sandra and Catherine, here we go. Okay, Sandra, first category is music. Would you like a clue or not?
No clue.
Okay, for 2 points, who is this?
Kylie Minogue,
yes. I was going to let them hear the rest of it, but that's it. Kylie Minogue is the correct answer. 2 points. Well done, good start, Sandra. Catherine, you, music. Do you want a clue?
No, play it. I either know it or I don't.
Okay, fair enough. Right, you can. There's about 20 seconds of music, so you can let it play and make sure you know what it is or don't know what it is. Okay, who is this for 2 points? You fall in love, simple. The sky up above,
simple, is caving in. Wow! You never think so nuts about a guy you wanna love. You wanna cry, you cross your heart and hope to die. Till it's over. And
then, who's that?
Right, I know the song so well, the name just won't come to me.
No, Björk.
Ah.
Yeah, she's the most famous singer from Iceland, Björk.
Yes.
Okay, it's early days. Don't panic, Catherine. Don't panic. Okay, right, Sandra. It's back to you. Category 2: TV/radio hosts. So, TV/radio hosts, do you want a clue or not?
No.
No clue? Okay.
No.
For 2 points, who is this talking?
To read a book, you have to keep turning the pages. But to write a book in the first place, you have to do exactly the same. The sight of a blank page strikes the fear of God into some. But for others, there's nothing more exciting. So with your blessing, that's precisely what I'm going to do. None of us look forward to saying goodbye to the things and people we love, but that's simply because we love them so much in the first place, which is precisely how it should be. Why would we ever want it any other way?
Who's that?
Haven't a clue.
No idea. Okay.
No.
Well, if you went for a clue, I would have said to you, this ginger-haired presenter also had the misfortune, I mean pleasure, to work with Zig and Zag. And I don't know if you would have got it then, but Chris Evans. Chris Evans.
Yeah,
okay, the ginger hair and the glasses. And
yes,
that's him.
Yes.
Oh, no points for you. Okay. Catherine, a chance for you maybe to go even if you decide to go without a clue. It's TV/radio hosts. What do you want to do?
Maybe go with no clue.
No clue. Yeah. Okay. For 2 points, who is this?
It's always been a source of enormous pride to me that you've come together in my name. That you're proud to call yourselves my listeners, that you think of me as a friend, someone that you're close enough to laugh with, to poke fun at, and occasionally, when the world seemed just a little too cruel, to shed a tear with. And the years together with you have not only been a pleasure, but a privilege.
Ah, who's that?
Is it the great Terry Wogan?
It is the great Terry Wogan for 2 points, yes.
Yeah.
Signing off from his breakfast show on BBC Radio 2. And you get 2. Right, so it's 2-2. So we're down to the wire. And the final category, Sandra and Catherine, cartoon characters. Oh, ho, ho, ho. Right. See if you're paying attention. Okay, cartoon characters. So, Sandra, do you want a clue or not?
No, I'm playing on the edge with this game.
Okay,
no
you're
clue.
on the edge. Okay, you're emboldened by the birth of your granddaughter. You're playing on the edge.
That's
okay,
it. I'm on a high.
You're on a high. Okay, right. Confidence is good. So, cartoon characters. Who is this?
What's this? Wow! This is Daddy's hat, and this is Mummy's dress. George, let's dress up and pretend to be Mummy and Daddy. Who's Daddy's hat? And who is
Baby
Daddy's
George?
Hat?
George.
No, it's the other. It's the other one we're looking for.
It's my turn.
There.
This
her.
Is Mummy's dress.
Peppa's,
yes, that's it. Because that's fair enough. We'll take that. It's Peppa Pig. It is Peppa Pig. Yes.
Oh, right.
It's Peppa Pig. Yes, because that was a bit confusing. But you got it there. You got it. Peppa's the answer we were looking for. George was in the middle there. Okay. So you're on four. You can't do any more. Catherine. Now,
yes.
Cartoon characters. You sort of have to go without a clue if you want to be in with a chance.
I think so.
And if you get it right, it brings us to a tiebreak question. Okay.
Okay.
So, for 2 points, to bring us to a tiebreaker, who is this?
I've been through a lot in the past 6 days, 5 minutes, 27 and a half seconds. And if I've learned anything during that time, it's that you are who you are. And no amount of mermaid magic or managerial promotion or some other third thing can make me anything more than what I really am inside. A kid.
Who's that?
No.
SpongeBob SquarePants.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
You know, you can see him, can't you? Yeah, well, it's obvious.
Honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Catherine, sorry about that. You're sort of in a bit of luck because it's Friday and we're all in good form. So we're going to send you out 2 Radar Show Keep Cups as opposed to just the one.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. And listen, I hope your mum makes a full recovery. And thanks for talking to us today and have a good weekend.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Thank you.
Commiserations,
okay.
Catherine.
Bye. Bye.
Bye,
Sandra.
See you. Bye. Bye, Catherine.
Sandra, well done.
This has made my weekend. I'm so happy.
Well, you're off to an Ainua 4-star hotel and they're all over the country and you can see what's in store for you. Ainua.ie. Well done, Sandra. Lovely talking to you. Have a great weekend. See you now. Congratulations again. Bye. Bye.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1. Email ray@rte.ie. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Sultan, you're going to go for fruit. Yeah, and would you like cream or butter with that?
I have a bit of bit of butter and jam, please.
Butter and jam, okay. The strawberry there, okay. Sorry, we're back on there. Sorry, there you go.
Thank you.
Yeah, we're joined in the studio by Louise Lennox.
Hello.
Baker extraordinaire. Ulton Conlon's back, Micheál's at the back. Don't feel left out, Micheál. We'll get to you. Grab a cup of whatever you're having, whatever hot stuff you like, because we're sampling scones here. And it is, we're turning the baking tables, Ulton. You won't know this, but Louise, beside you, has been on the show more times than we'd care to mention. I'd say you're probably the person who's been
since
on the show
birth,
most.
Since really, birth, you know. Yes. I'm around 12 now.
And every time Louise comes in, Ulton, she brings in lovely baked goods.
Okay, yeah. I've heard you on there,
brownies and all sorts of things.
You know the rule when you come into RTE, unless that boot's full of food, you're not getting past security.
So we decided we'd just reverse it today. And there's talk, seemingly the scone is back in fashion. So they told me to make scones. I fell out of love with scones. And this is the reason, Louise. And you
probably
can comment
bad
on this.
Ones.
No, well, they're too dense.
Yeah,
too
bad.
Big. Yeah,
bad.
You could build a house with them.
Yeah, or you open them up and they crumble and you're kind of going, is this sand or a scone?
Yes.
I don't order them out. I don't order them out because I know 9.5 times out of 10, I probably won't
like
them.
It's like getting
them.
An avocado. You don't know if it's going to be good or bad.
Oh, well, you do. You have to.
Buy it a week in advance and sit on it.
It's not like I don't have a
kettle. Ulton is doing a tour of cafes.
I love that.
Yes. So you're going to be eating a lot of scones. So, like,
please God.
A lot of good scones.
So you'll be, this is to start you off.
Mm.
Right.
Lovely.
No, you don't have to say that.
Did you make these?
Yes.
Oh, sorry, I'm not up to... I didn't get
the memo. I made them. Yeah, that's the thing. I made them. So Louise is rating my scones.
Ray's having a midlife crisis and he's going to become a baker. We'll swap seats next month.
You know what's very popular at home at the moment? I'm doing brownies.
Love brownies,
yeah, and
they've never gone out of fashion either. Nice and easy tray bakes.
Yeah, nice and easy tray bakes.
I'll set it up for everyone at home because I feel I need to. So Ray's give me beautiful... So the scone, I like the size of the scone because when scones are too big... I like to go back for a second. When they're too big, kind of, will I go back for a second? It's nice and glossy on top, so you put on your egg wash.
I did put on my
egg wash, lip gloss for cakes.
Okay. Yes.
And then I like to put jam. Strawberry jam is my favourite. And then I'm a cream stroke clotted cream kind of person.
Right, that's
now, if it's
cream.
Not around, now, I'll go with butter.
Is that a bun?
Huh?
Once you put jam and cream on it, a scone is technically a bun.
We had a debate earlier on. I think scone is more bread than cake.
I agree.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, you're the baker, so...
That's nice. Now, I did hear you at the top of the show saying it was a BBC Good Food recipe, so I looked at the recipe.
Yes.
To make sure I proved up the ingredients beforehand. So you put in butter, you put in eggs, and you put in...
No eggs.
You didn't put in eggs?
No eggs in that.
Because they have a lot of... So the ones I saw, they had eggs in
it. No, there's no eggs in that one.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I'd put eggs in my one. See, enrich it. I'm going to be honest, the aftertaste, I can get a little bit of the leavening agent in that.
Oh, can you?
What did you put in that?
Oh, baking powder.
Baking powder, how much? It's like a test here. How much?
It was a half teaspoon.
A half teaspoon. Did you use baking flour or raising, self-raising or plain?
Yeah, self-raising.
Self-raising, yeah.
Yeah.
You could just very, like, at the aftertaste of it.
So what's the advice then on that then? Don't put as much in?
So, yeah, you can get a little bit of an aftertaste at the back of it. And sometimes recipes put in too much of it.
If you can see her face.
That's why I don't
Who's
do it.
Whose idea was this? It's a really bad idea.
So, all I will say is the future, if you want...
Future, right.
I do the restaurant too much, I have to be honest. I'm used to this. This is like the third time I've had to critique your food, Ray. I'm just not wearing a chef uniform. I got a call today to come on the show and I'm going, I'm in Funky Monkeys, but I haven't washed. So, I apologise.
Right.
But do you know what, though? I like the size... it's just the aftertaste. I can taste the baking, the raising agent. I think this is probably a little bit too much in it. But I would give you, I was rating this, it's moist, it's not overbaked. The bottom isn't overbaked. There's no soggy bottoms.
Yeah.
I would give you a strong 7 out of 10. I mean, I think that's fair.
7.5. Thank you. I'll take that.
I think I said 7.
No, I thought I heard a strong 7. That means a 7.5 to me.
What's it means it's not 8. I think it's, but as you go on, you definitely need a cup of tea with this. Whereas I feel when you add in eggs into it, it stays nice and moist throughout, so you don't have to.
Why has the recipe got that in it?
There's so many recipes. Some recipes I think are more like, what you call that again? Like a bread, like very bready, and they're really hard on the outside. And then if you overwork the dough, you're going to bring in more gluten, and then it becomes very, very dense.
Maybe
they
fruit
should be
ones.
Light and fluffy. See, you should, like, to me, it's going. You should be able to break it open without having to use a knife.
Which you can.
I'm going to give a test now.
The fruit one. You see, this is what happened. I tell our listeners, right? So I was given the homework. Make some scones. I like fruit scones, so I set about making fruit scones, and they were in the oven. And next thing I get a phone call from Neil, who's producing today, saying that Louise doesn't like fruit.
I'll pick it out.
Yes.
So I
had to go and make a second batch.
Do you know something? Yeah. I'm so delighted that you did that, because if I was coming in and I found out that you liked fruit and I didn't have it in, I actually would have made that for you. So that's very thoughtful.
Thank you. So try the fruit one without the fruit.
Did you? Is this a different recipe? The fruit one without the fruit.
You see, the second recipe was I used half of everything.
Oh, right,
so
okay.
Baking is science.
It is science. So that's actually a great tip for anyone that's into fruit. Which I'm not. I soak it in apple juice actually to give it a bit of flavour.
Okay.
And then as it cooks, it keeps moist, because sometimes they can go very dry and become bitter.
And why are scones so big and dense in a lot of cafes? I'm not saying all, but
because they're not made properly. I'd say it is, right? I'd say it's cheaper not to put in butter and eggs all the time into scones. So I'd say it's cost effective, which I can understand. And I'd also say they'd make these in massive planetary mixer batches, whereas you don't want to handle it too much. The more you handle it, the more you're going to activate gluten forming.
Okay.
So you need to really treat these like a newborn, really delicate.
Okay, right. So that was the first batch I made there.
Yeah.
You're
I thought it was very nice that she said all that, and then I'm like, oh yeah, it's not great.
It's like the confession box.
I'm easily led.
You're gullible.
Yeah.
You're gullible.
And I'd like a tiny, tiny bit more sugar. I'm not into sweet, sweet scones. I don't
more
like...
More sugar.
A tiny bit more sugar. I don't like sugar on top of the scones, that crunchy bit. I just don't
there
get
is
it.
No, there is no sugar on
no,
top of the scones.
No, that's what I'm giving
yeah.
you.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Give me advice, okay.
I'm just saying, that's why I approve of that.
I was having such a good day. It seems like you're very precious
about the scones.
No, I'm not.
Don't say about the scones. I do like a little bit more sweetness, but not too much.
And not as much baking powder.
Yeah.
So I'll go with...
A bit of an egg. I think it'll just be a little bit more moist on the inside. I'm going to have to make your scones now next
week. No, you don't have to. Right, okay. Just listening about the size of cafe scones reminded me of my late, much missed dad. He always called them big, ignorant scones. He hated them. Right. Okay. If you put the jam on first, it's easier to put a lob of cream on top afterwards. That's what you do.
Yes, that's
what you do. Yes.
Absolutely right.
A small and fluffy scone is called a fairy cake.
No.
Porrig. It's
that's
not
just called a fairy cake.
You see the way she's.
What's a rock bun then?
Takes your teeth out. That's what I learned when I was in school and home economics.
What is a rock bun? It's
a very dense scone. Right. Like we would have made them in home ec. They're awful.
I make a lot of scones. You need a wet mix, as wet a mixture as you can handle to make light, fluffy scones. They are at their best straight out of the oven, served with Kerrygold butter and strawberry jam. I also use duck eggs.
Oh.
There. When making the scones, handle the mixture very lightly. Yeah. I didn't over manipulate it. What else did they say here about scones? I just love scones. They have to be made with butter and eaten with butter and jam, preferably raspberry. Oh, I read that one out already. Best homemade scones in Dublin are in the DCU Canteen Cafe, says Sandra.
Oh, yeah. I'd love to try those now.
Yeah. So, you know so could what was it? It's sort of a C. It's a C I got for my scones. A C, a great ski.
A B minus. Yeah,
B.
I looked over some old reports last week. So it's definitely a B.
yeah. So top tips: eggs. Find a recipe with eggs.
I'll put up a recipe later. I have a recipe for homemade jam, which is so easy to make, and homemade scones. They are genuinely one of my most favorite things to eat. When I shoot the restaurant, I make them all the time. We eat them after work.
Right,
like
okay,
genuinely
okay.
love them.
Yeah. The problem with those is because everybody who tastes them love them, and now that they've heard you,
were they related to you, Ray?
Yeah. What? Yeah. Well, I suppose that's part of it.
Fucking tell you the truth.
So now I'm going to question everything they say. That's the problem. Louise, behind you, Ulton has got up out of his seat. He's joined Micheál and he's going to sing us out. Ulton, as I say, is doing small little cafe venues all over the place from March 16th. He starts in Nevins in Mulroney and he goes right through to April 29th, the Bastion Kitchen in Castlereagh in County Roscommon. He does the Bastion Kitchen in Athlone as well. What are you going to sing us out with?
Heartbreaker by Diane Warwick.
Oh. Lovely song. Lovely song.
I got to say it, but it's hard for me. You got me crying like I thought I would never be. Love is believing, but you let me down. How can I love you when you ain't around? And I get to the morning and you never call. Love should be everything or none at all. But it don't matter whatever you do. I made a life out of loving you. Only to find any dream that I follow is dying. I'm crying in the rain. I could be searching my world for a love everlasting, feeling no pain. When will we meet again? Why do you have to be a heartbreaker? Is it a lesson that I never knew? Gotta get out of the spell that I'm under. My love for you.
That's lovely. Micheál and Ulton Conlon. That's really lovely version of a lovely song. Really enjoy that. Thank you.
Thank you, good luck
with the tour.
Thanks for the scone.
Louise Lennox, thanks very much. And Louise's recipe for scones, which are better than mine, will be up on our page over the weekend. That's it from us. Sarah and Cormac on the way. Have a great weekend. We're back on Monday at 3 o'clock.
It's the Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.